Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
And we begin this afternoon with the potential threat to the flow of beer here in the tri-state and other parts. We say potential because nobody knows how immediate, if any, impact a delivery worker strike will have on our suds deliveries. The union for about 600 beer delivery workers are in a dispute with a major distributor over money, pension, 401k, etc. But this is a thing. They service everybody. Just about any place that serves beer, including retail stores with some 300 brands. So now you got hundreds of people picketing the headquarters of this company up in the Bronx and a few other locations. But the main spot is where we find reporter Mary Lynn Buckley this afternoon to start us off on this Tuesday. What's it look like?
Larry, well, they are picketing here on East 149th Street. And as the cars and trucks pass by, you just randomly do kind of hear those beeps like we just heard in the background. People honking in support of these employees at Manhattan Beer and Beverage Distribution. And like you said, they really are responsible for getting the beer to what they say 90% of the places that sell beer, including some favorites, Coors, Modelo, Corona. Manuel Maldonado says he never wanted it to come to this.
We want a fair contract. We don't want our pension taken away, especially with the hot stock market is going right now. We want a safety net overall, which is a pension. A pension we at least know that is guaranteed in our pocket by the time that we hit retirement.
And he says they're going to be out here picketing for as long as it takes. And with it being baseball season, he hopes things get settled pretty quickly because everybody knows baseball and a beer just pairs hand in hand. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, live in Hunts Point.
MLB, before you take off, has anybody run this up the flagpole? Do we know how long this could go before we start seeing the effects in stores and things like that? Anybody talk about that?
So far, we're still waiting to hear back, but, you know, they really are hoping it gets resolved quickly because with baseball season, you know, a lot of people are going to be wanting beer in their stores and stock the shelves, so we'll have to see.
Okay. Thank you, MLB. We appreciate you for that. Or, again, how soon before you walk up to the beer case, for that matter, at your favorite store and the shelves are kind of bare? We'll keep you posted on this one. Boy, it came from out of nowhere. A Queens man under arrest as we move on now, charged today in the death of a man which happened during a fight over a bike, according to police. 33-year-old Nelson Torres allegedly went after 22-year-old Anderson Archia Martinez. It says here, when Martinez tried to steal his bike near Junction and Roosevelt out in Corona, Cops say Archia Martinez was stabbed in the gut about 1 in the morning. They rushed him to the hospital, but he couldn't be saved. Police say the suspect, Torres, was complaining about being tired of getting robbed, according to sources. He's now charged with murder and criminal possession of a weapon. He'll be arraigned sometime today. Back up to the Bronx, and a lady had to dog up, that is, get a pair of pit bulls to defend her house after she says an unhinged career criminal keeps breaking in on her.
Aitisha Hairston is in fear for her life after 33-year-old Jarrell Coburn broke into her apartment 3 times, once with a gun. And prosecutors say he pointed it at Hairston and threatened to kill her.
He's crazy. That guy is crazy because he was literally telling the cops, I live here.
But she's lived there since 2014.
We never seen this guy before.
But here's the sad part. After the first arrest, he was released with no bail.
He came back and broke into my apartment again.
Hairston has been living with a friend, and since she got 2 pit bulls for protection, she says Coburn hasn't been back. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in the Bronx.
Yeah, Coburn has pleaded not guilty, and he's due back in court next month on several charges, including criminal trespassing and criminal possession of a weapon. Also out of the Bronx, J-Lo using her voice today for a good cause. She's supporting her high school alma mater, which is facing the possibility of closing. Yeah, a lot of people didn't know Ms. Lopez attended the all-girls Preston High up in the Bronx. School set to close its doors at the end of this school year. Lopez took to her Instagram stories and shared, as a proud alumna of Preston High, I am deeply moved to see the students, families, and locals making their voices heard during this challenging time. She wrote, I see you and I hear you. And she flagged it, hashtag Preston Forever. She included pictures of herself from back in the day wearing the school jacket with its emblem. Another showed her running track. Lopez graduated from the school in 1987. The Board of Trustees at the school announced recently that the doors are closing due to changing demographics, they say, financial instability, as well as lower enrollment. The New York City Council looking at a pair of bills now designed to prevent immigration services fraud. Making it plain for you, they say there are fraudsters out there looking to prey on the influx of migrants here in the city. Immigration Council Commissioner Vilda Vera Mayuga says people are scared to come forward and say anything about it, but her group is here to help.
Due to fear of government interaction, immigrant communities often hesitate to file complaints, which are essential to an investigatory process. Regardless, DCWP continues to use its civil enforcement authority where and when we can to hold unscrupulous businesses accountable.
One of the bills looks at the messaging around immigration services, while the other looks at boosting penalties for shysters. Police in Brooklyn looking for the modern-day version of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, a group of folks who removed a manhole cover and then climbed down into the sewer. In the world? They went into a hole on 17th Avenue in Bensonhurst yesterday about 5 o'clock. They say one guy stayed behind to replace the lid. I don't know. They don't say specifically, but one person was arrested. I'm wondering, was it the guy with the lid? In any event, no idea what their game plan was, but police kind of frown on that kind of thing.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.